What does a 17th century nursery rhyme tell us about our fragile ecosystem? We'll share some 300-year-old wisdom about bees on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. If you or a loved one are having trouble getting around your home or scared of falling and risking injury, then please listen.
Hi, I'm Tom Cruise, inventor of the HoverRound, America's number one power chair. Let HoverRound give you back your safety and peace of mind.
Call toll-free 1-844-91-HOVER for your free informational DVD. That's toll-free 1-844-91-HOVER. 9 out of 10 people paid little or nothing out of pocket. Insurance coverage depends on medical necessity as determined by insurer. Valid doctor's prescription required.
If you're fascinated with extreme weather, you'll love TornadoTalk.com. At TornadoTalk.com, you'll hear our weekly show about one of nature's most fascinating phenomenon, tornadoes. Interviews with storm chasers, storm survivors, new tips on storm safety, and an invitation for you to tell us about your tornado stories. Go to TornadoTalk.com. That's TornadoTalk.com. Find us online at TornadoTalk.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Memorial Day, Monday, May 30th, the 151st day of the year. The man who brought Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig to life, voice actor Mel Blanc, was born on this day, and the first Indy 500 was run in 1911. When it comes to bees, the word swarm means more than just a large group of insects. The act of swarming refers to bees from one hive emigrating with a queen to form a new colony. And observers have known for centuries that it's a very good sign for the season ahead. It was put down for posterity in a 17th century nursery rhyme. It goes like this. A swarm of bees in May is worth a load of hay. A swarm in June is worth a silver spoon. But bees in July are not worth a fly. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.